shoulders hunched and virtually concealed the tiny cupola of the head. There was no real reason why an organism's brain had to be in its skull and not safely tucked away in the thorax, but, well, I had never grown accustomed to the sight of the creature. I fear I have little tolerance for aliens. "Look," Miranda said, and the screen glowed. The dark star hung in dead center, at a distance of perhaps 8 light days, as close as we dared to come. It was not quite dead, and not quite dark. I stared in awe. It was a huge thing, some 4 solar masses, the imposing remnant of a gigantic star.